Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.
Well, we've got a story coming up in a new edition of Mind Food, and it's all about adults who have been sexually abused as children. And this is a subject out in society that perhaps is not discussed as much as it should be because the numbers are huge. And I'd like to welcome to the show Sophie today. Hi, Sophie.
Hello. Hi.
Now, your story is extraordinary. You were abused as a child, and I'd like you to perhaps take us back to that time and tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Well, I was born in England, as you can hear from my accent, I'm sure, and we're a very large family, six children, and a family with an alcoholic father and a very, very busy and unhappy mother. And within that, my father chose me as a favourite and in some ways sort of spoused me, made me his primary, his relationship. And within that, there was a lot of, within the whole family, what I term covert sexual abuse, in that there were absolutely no boundaries in our family, no locked doors, we knew far too much about my parents' marriage, the ins and outs of what was going on.
Did your brothers and sisters know that you were your father's favourite?
Oh, absolutely. It was incredibly overt. Including for my mother too. So that separated me out from my siblings and my mother, and enabled that relationship to carry on. In addition to that, my father had a business partner when I was about six, who he used to drink a lot with, and this man raped me, which is something that I never told anybody, and still to this day have not actually told my family about that. So there was a lot of no safety at all.
And so how long did the abuse actually last for?
It started when I was three, but it stopped when I was 10. I got sent to boarding school when I was 10, so I was out of the family system and away from my father's business partner.
In terms of moving through your life, you then actually went on and, the job you now have and the training you have done is fairly extraordinary, isn't it, in terms of, how you help people. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I was fortunate enough to go into therapy when I was very young, when it wasn't a recognised or acceptable form of support. but I've been able to make massive changes in my relationships, feeling safe in the world, and loving and respecting myself. And as a result of that, I've always said, really, in some ways, therapy saved my life. It certainly, in many ways, saved me for wanting to carry on living this life, but it saved my life in transforming how I am in my world. And as a result of that, I wanted very much to be able to offer that support to other people. So I started training in my late 20s and have been working as a sex therapist for nearly 25 years.
So for people listening today, and perhaps they have been abused as children, or they know of someone who perhaps was abused as a child, where can they go to get help?
Well, hopefully, they, like myself, will have friends and people in their life, even family members, who they can be getting a lot of support from. There are also a lot of books now. The Courage to Heal is a wonderful book for helping people who are recovering from childhood sexual abuse.
Sophie, thank you very much for being on the show today. I know your story will have helped many, many people.
I hope so too, and thank you very much.
Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.